From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Reggie Yakee. Here's what's happening now in the news. Wall Street got off to a shaky start this morning in the wake of yesterday's 504-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Well, today, the Dow rebounded after a 150-point drop in the opening minutes. So far, today's trading saw partial recovery in shares of insurance giant AIG and several other financial companies. And you know, the presidential candidates had something to say about all this. Senator John McCain is taking some heat for his remarks yesterday. He said, quoting here, "The fundamentals of our economy are strong." He said that even as the Dow plunged more than 500 points. McCain is calling for a high-level commission to look into the economic crisis. Now, the Obama campaign answered back, releasing a new TV ad that asks, "How can John McCain fix our economy if he doesn't understand it's broken?" As for the man currently in the White House, President Bush is keeping tabs on Hurricane Ike and the recovery. His first stop on a day-long tour through Texas's hardest-hit areas was Houston. He asked people to donate to the recovery effort and warned against disaster fatigue. The president says he is not relying solely on public support. Relief is on the way for the more than 30,000 evacuees desperately in need of more food, water, and ice. To meet the statewide demands, they're quadrupling distribution centers to 60 today. Residents of Galveston are being warned it may be months before the city reopens. City officials say for now, the barrier island can't safely accommodate its population. The death toll so far is at 40, with most of the deaths happening outside of Texas. A Las Vegas jury hears today from one of the men who claims O.J. Simpson and others held him at gunpoint and robbed him in a casino hotel room. Bruce Fromong's testimony was suspended yesterday when he became ill on the witness stand. By the way, that is not who we're looking at right there. Simpson and a co-defendant have pled not guilty to 12 charges stemming from the confrontation a year ago. And those are your headlines this hour. Please stick with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.